RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Last time we spoke with Zeb Jackson on this program, if you were with RCR early on, you may remember. It was just the beginning of May 2023. And if you remember, back to then, Zeb was on the ground in Hawke's Bay in the aftermath of Cyclone Gabrielle. And that was a great story that she told back then. Well, she is back with us now. Zeb, welcome back to RCR.
Thank you, Paul. Glad to be here.
Now, the work that you did in that aftermath, you did from your bus, right?
I certainly did.
The Hino, the orange Hino.
The big orange Hino bus. That was, yeah, it was priceless to have that with us when we went out in those first few days. With there being no toilets available, everyone was in and out of the bus.
Yeah, now I'm a bus fan. My first job was cleaning buses.
Oh, wow.
I drove a bus before I drove a car. How about that?
That's amazing. That's really cool.
I don't like anything bad said about any bus. Now, what is the problem, Zeb? You described in the Herald a few days ago as miffed. You've been left miffed. What are you miffed about?
I'd say I'm more confused. I'm definitely confused. It's something I never anticipated happening. But yes, it was a out of the blue knock on the door from a man from the council who was just insistent that my bus had to keep moving.
Okay, so tell us the circumstances here.
So I'm here in Hawke's Bay. I arrived approximately the 16th of July. My daughter was due to give birth at the end of July, and she ended up having baby on the 20th. And so I only arrived 4 days early, thank goodness.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And I have told her that I will be here for the first 6 weeks of baby's life to help her settle into new motherhood.
Yeah, which is what you would do anyway. So that's what you would do. So nothing weird about that. So the orange bus is parked outside the address because that's your vehicle.
Yes, that's right.
It's registered and warranted, right?
It certainly is, yes.
So it's good for the road. So that should settle it, in my mind. Done, right?
Yeah, I would have thought so too, yeah.
But no.
But apparently not, no. So I'm being told, although I was not told on the initial visit from council, I did find out later that the reason they visited was because a neighbour has complained.
That it's an eyesore, Zeb, or something like that?
Well, they haven't said exactly. They just said that they complained it was on the street for a period of time. And so they were invoking their abandoned car by law, despite the fact I was right there with the vehicle.
Yeah, so it's not abandoned at all. Have you looked into the bylaws? Can they, deem something abandoned just because they don't like the look of it?
Well, I did have quite a few questions for the man who came and knocked on the door. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to answer a lot of those questions and could not name the bylaw that I could look up for my own educational purposes, because I do plan on visiting this property quite a lot with my new grandchild here. And I certainly don't want to be breaking bylaws in a habitual manner. I need to learn about this so I don't do it again. But I've had a lot of trouble finding clarification about this particular role. I haven't been able to get answers in person from the council. I have tried phoning the council. I'm told that it's a grey area, and I'm wondering why. Why is it a grey area? What was the purpose of this bylaw when it was first created? What's going on? Because this doesn't seem right.
So they send someone to the doorstep who can't even tell you why they're there.
He told me that the bus just had to move. It had to keep moving, Yeah.
Yeah, but based on what?
Well, that was my question. And he just said it was an abandoned vehicle and could not answer my queries as to how it was determined to be abandoned when I'm right here.
If you're going to turn up to a fight, you bring something, right? You don't just turn up and...
Yeah, and I made questions about what legislation he was referring to, and he could not name it and explained that he could not be expected to remember every piece of legislation that, was in existence, which I do understand, although I did feel it was kind of part of his job to know what legislation he was enforcing at that time.
So that means that any car that anyone doesn't like, doesn't matter, or vehicle, doesn't matter what it is, if you don't like it, you can ring the council up and they'll come round and they'll ask you to move it on. Is that what that means? I guess that's what that means.
Well, I've looked into the processes that the council go through to do this when an abandoned vehicle is complained about to them. And from what I've found, they come down and they put a little chalk mark on the tyre and then they come back 7 days later to see if chalk mark is still there. And I do admit my bus was parked up for a period of 10 or 11 days. And that was just simply because we weren't going out with a new baby in the house.
No, well, you don't take the bus. Is not like down to the shops kind of thing, is it? You take the smaller vehicle. But still, surely if it's registered, warranted, you own it, you're there for a, well, it doesn't matter what reason you're there for. It's nobody, that's called freedom, isn't it?
Yes, and the fact that I was parked directly outside property I own, I was not encroaching on any neighbour's areas. I was directly outside of my own property.
Yeah, and they're obviously unaware of the help that you lent. You lent a hand, big time, to some of the good folk of the Hawke's Bay, so obviously they're not aware of that.
Well, I'm not looking for any differential treatment.
I know, but, you know, come on, you know.
But, yeah, none of it has been making sense to me. And on top of that, there's the confusion that my questions just aren't being answered so that I can make sure that I comply with this bylaw in future visits.
So what happens now? How long are you there for, much longer?
I am here until Friday this week, so I'm only here for another 4 or 5 days anyway. I promised my daughter I'd be here for the first 6 weeks, and that's just about done.
Yeah, okay. So probably nothing's going to happen in that time, I'm picking, except that you're left kind of confused, right?
Well, I am quite confused because I certainly don't want more complaints in future when I'm back here.
Mm. I wonder who the nosy neighbour is.
I have no idea. I mean, I have a couple of suspicions, but I'm not sure. I've actually had a number of my neighbours come and knock on the door and show their support towards me since the article came out. So I've had offers of driveways to park up and things like that on my own street here. And I've even had a police officer who just lives up the road come over and ask if there's anything he can do to help.
Oh, okay. That's
really nice.
That is nice, yeah.
Yeah,
All right. Okay, well, anything more to say about the big Orangino in the street in Hawke's Bay, apart from it's moving on Friday, like you say?
Well, maybe some of your listeners out there can answer some of my questions, because I'm getting a multitude of different answers from members of the public while I'm still awaiting answers from the council. But some big questions that are still remaining are, I would like to know the definition of abandoned vehicle with the Hawke's Bay Council. I would also like to know how, I mean, I know I have to shift from where I am, but there's nothing that says how far I have to shift. Do I have to shift a centimetre? Do I have to shift a metre? Do I have to shift a full car park over? These are genuine questions I have because I'm really not sure. And there's nothing to say how long I need to be shifted out of that particular space. Do I literally shift a foot forward and then a foot back, and then that's taken care of? And if that is the answer to getting around this bylaw, why are our rates going to enforce such, I can't think of the
petty,
word, but
petty things.
It does seem a little petty, and it, you know, we've experienced a really big rates hike here in Hawke's Bay, if you're not aware, since Cyclone Gabrielle.
Yeah.
And I do have to wonder what amount of that money is being spent on enforcement issues like this.
Well, it's enforcement without anything behind it. There's nothing there. It's apart from turning up and, trying to scare you off or something. I would
honestly hate to have this happen to another family. I mean, God forbid I had some sort of stroke and was in hospital, or, you know, had a death in the family or something. You know, there are a lot of legitimate reasons why people need to park in front of their own houses for more than seven days.
Their own houses, yeah.
As a property owner, you'd think we'd have a little bit more rights than that.
Did they chalk mark the bus?
They did chalk mark the bus, yes.
Sorry, you might have just said that. All right, well, let's see what... Let's crowdsource some information here, Zeb. Let's see what people come back with. And it'll be so interesting. There'll be the incomings after this to our text and email, no doubt. And hopefully we can...
I would love to hear what the public has to say.
We can inform you, ourselves and you more, and maybe get an answer or two out of the council. Like, first of all, why are you sending people around to people's houses? They don't even know what they're doing, really. I mean, it's not a good look.
As far as I'm concerned, when he knocked on the door and I answered it, that should have confirmed the fact that the vehicle is not abandoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that should have been the end of it, I feel. But yeah. Unfortunately not.
All right. Well, so good to hear. Is it you, grandmum, for the first time?
I am.
How does it feel?
Grandmother. It has been amazing. It has been so, I'm in love. I'm so in love.
Little boy or girl, do you mind me asking?
Little boy. We've got a beautiful baby boy, and I'm just so proud of how well his parents are doing, my daughter and her partner, and this baby
got a name?
Is just
amazing.
Have a name. Pikea is our name.
Pikea, Oh, that's wonderful news. Wonderful news.
Thank you.
All right, Zeb, let's see what the people say, and maybe we'll feed that back to you, and if it means getting back in touch and telling you even on air, we'll do that, okay?
I appreciate that so much. Thank you, Paul. Lovely to chat.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.